Gonna build a mountain from a little hill. Gonna build me a mountain, at least I hope I will. Gonna build a mountain, gonna build it high. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, I only know I'm gonna try.
Hello, success friends. I'm Tom.
And I'm Jerry, and we're here to ensure your success.
Today's show is brought to you by the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, your Fierst choice for insurance. My very special guest this lovely morning is my wonderful wife, Mary Beth Fierst. Say hello, Mary.
Hi, Jerry. Hi, success friends.
Hey, Jerry.
And welcome, success friends. Thanks for joining us today. Our show is dedicated to all of us that have a dream, to all of us that want to be somebody, that want to build a mountain from a little hill. Success friends, all you need is to understand the science of success, principles, and tools that, when applied and utilized, help you reach your goal. And Mary, our success principle of the day is?
Small talk.
Small talk. I love it. But Mary, one of the things, before I really introduce you fully here, is I want to first share with my success friends why we're even doing this show. Okay? That sound good to you, Mary?
Good question.
Hey, funny girl over there.
Easy, Jer, easy. But, you know, the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency is bringing this show to all of our good success friends. And one of the things we want all our success friends to do is to call up the agency and get a quote. And we hope that when they get to know us, they will want to do business with us. Doesn't that sound fun, Mayor?
Absolutely.
But there's also another reason. And I know that most of my guests, the majority of people, in fact, that seek success of some sort, don't start out with a silver spoon in their mouth. In fact, it might be a bit rusty.
I think mine was a bit wooden.
I think you're right, Jer. But when I first found out that I could choose the direction I wanted my life to go some 30 years ago, I was struggling. I was broke. In fact, Mary, we have been blessed to go through this success journey together, and you will remember that we had a lot more of what I like to call do without time than to do with time. I used to live by the saying, what are you doing within while you're doing without? Right? You remember those days, right, Mayor?
Yeah, I try to forget about them.
I don't. It's a short memory. But, you know, I was fortunate enough to work for a sales manager that knew and understood success. I asked him one time, what's it like to be a millionaire? I was kind of starry-eyed in that. And he joked back that he didn't remember, as he was a multi-millionaire. Loved it. But for some reason, he believed in me, and his words of encouragement helped me to get on the right track. Many of the success principles that we talk about on this show, I learned back at that difficult time in my life. So I know firsthand that when success principles and success tools are utilized, good things can happen. Mary, we've grown from those days, and we have changed our life. And with the help of many people, you being an integral part of that change, Mary, we've been able to build a successful insurance agency. And I believe that the person looking for a way to improve their life, the website gpsforsuccess.com and this radio show can be a leg up for a motivated individual. But Mary, I also want to touch on, I think one of our success friends is trying to get one of those quotes right now. I love it. But Mary, I want to touch base about success itself. You know, success is not being the millionaire. Success is not being the skinny mini, but success is really just working towards that goal. Money might be a good, great scorecard, But, I know our success, our agency is not a success unless we're delivering world-class service to each and every one of our clients. As Earl Nightingale said, success is the active realization of a worthy goal. It doesn't happen overnight, and sometimes just getting your doors open is a success in itself. So welcome, Mary Beth. And Mary, you talk about commitment. When we were just getting started with the agency, you were working full-time at your day job. You worked about 20 hours with the agency, and you were raising two children. Do you ever look back at those days and wonder how you did it?
Well, I didn't think about it. I just did it. I was committed to the agency, my family, and my full-time job. It was quite a learning experience for me. Working with my husband was very challenging and rewarding, but we had a chance to learn to work together. I do think it brought us closer together. I feel good about the foundation we built.
And Mary, one of the things that helped us build that foundation was a success tool called Small Talk. So I want to jump right into that. Now, you've stated before that you believe you can change your life with small talk.
That's right.
Share with our success friends, if you can, what you mean by small talk and how can a person change their life using it?
Well, Tom, as you know, I've always been a small talker. Yeah. I have always been drawn to the people around me, but it wasn't until someone pointed out to me what I was doing that I became conscious of the power of small talk. In fact, I found that it was so powerful that we actually trained your agents on using small talk.
That's right. We did. We do. And it's very effective. Very effective. Oh, Mary, wait a minute. I hear it's time for our quote from the great Vince Lombardi. And Vince's quote this week, Success Friends, is, "Once a man has made a commitment to a way of life, he puts the greatest strength in the world behind him. It's something called heart power. Once a man has made this commitment, nothing will stop him short of success." And Mary, Vince Lombardi talks about committing to a way of life, that if you make a commitment to something, a true commitment, then very little can stop you. What's your take on his belief?
Well, a good principle from Vince, and one worth embracing in your daily life. I think commitment is a word that is taken with a grain of salt. When I think of commitment, I think of my first child. Here you have this helpless, totally dependent being, all-encompassing your life, with their needs 24 hours a day. And once that baby arrives, there is no turning back.
Right.
But nature instills commitment within us. We don't think about it, we just do it. And with that commitment, we have the strength we need to raise that child. Committing to success works that way too. Tom, many times in the early days of the insurance agency, you work literally 24 hours a day. Talk about a commitment.
Yeah, or the need to be committed.
Oh, Jerry. But continuing with that thought, when you commit to using success tools like small talk, then those tools become very powerful for your success journey.
So true, Mary Beth. And I talk all the time about a grand obsession. The success principle states that we become what we think about. I think when we decide to become what we think about, or when we make that commitment, I kind of believe that this opens us up to using tools of success. Do you think that if you make a commitment to your goal, small talk becomes easier to perform, if that's even the right word for it?
Absolutely. Like anything, at first, it may be difficult, even uncomfortable to use. But with a little practice, you will use small talk and you won't even think about it. The saying, if you don't ask, you'll never know. Tom, too many people are afraid to reach out to others. All you have to do to start small talking is to make a conscious effort to say, hello.
Hello.
Once you are comfortable with doing that, you will be able to move forward with the conversation. And even if you keep an open eye, You will find things to talk about, even more than just the weather. I've had some great conversations whenever I've checked out at the grocery store. People like to be appreciated.
Right.
And just be interacting with people. You are saying you matter. I notice you.
Very important, Mary. Well put. And Mary, I also want to remind our success friends to go to gpsforsuccess.com and sign up for our free lemon drops. All you do is sign up by the little lemon drop icon, and you will receive a free lemon drop every morning. A little inspiration that will melt in your mind. And Mary, this daily lemon drop can be the icebreaker a person needs to start some small talk, right?
Absolutely. It's definitely worth signing up for. I really enjoy getting my lemon drop every day, especially, I have to say, in this cold weather and dark days, just getting the little pick-me-up does have, you know, it's a good way to start your day.
Absolutely. And Mary, now I know you know the song, I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter. A lot of the people I talk to do not know that. Can you believe that? I mean, you hear it from me singing it to you all the time, right?
Absolutely.
And I'm wondering, would you love to sing a little along with me to our success friends?
Sure, why not?
A one and a two and a one, two, three. I'm going to
sit right down and write myself a letter
and make believe it came from you. I'm going to write words oh so sweet. They're going to knock me off my feet. And success friends, and that's
hey,
up. I forget a lot of kisses at the bottom.
I'll be glad I got them.
Hey, success friends. At the end of the week, if you sign up for a lemon drop, you also get what we call a slice of success. And this is a congratulatory note for a job well done with words oh so sweet, they're going to knock you off your feet. Because let's be honest, success friends, who's telling you that you're doing a great job? Your boss, your spouse, your kids? Well, sign up to get a lemon drop and we will tell you. We will give you the kisses at the bottom and Mary,
you'll be glad you got them.
That's right. And remember, we're also here every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock for Ensure Your Success.
Tune in, success friends. It's definitely worth doing.
And talk about time. And Mary, I hear it's time for a lemon drop. Wait for it.
Ooh.
Wait for it. We want to make a big splash in your day, success friends. Mary, I'm going to let you give the lemon drop today.
Okay. It says, small talk makes big things happen.
Absolutely. Start with, you know, the longest journey starts with the smallest step, right, Mary?
Yep.
Great conversations start with a one little word. But Mary, I'm wondering if you would be so kind, I ask everybody that comes on our show, what is your grand obsession?
Let me ponder that thought. My great obsession is to help others become empowered by using small talk. We can easily go through our day just going through the motions.
Right.
You can keep your head down and not notice a thing or a person. My thought is, let's notice each other. Let's realize we are in this world together. I try to appreciate the people I encounter, and believe me, it does make a difference with people.
And do you find that small talk even helps you achieve goals?
Tom, I practice what I preach. I try to be an example out there in the world. When I small talk, it opens up communication, and who knows where it will lead.
True.
And my small talk has helped me personally to network with people. Help accomplish what I want to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
A quick story for me that comes to mind is, when you were first getting computers at the agency and I happened to be having some computer work done at my other job, I started talking to the IT person. He was able to recommend a computer person, someone that you basically worked with for a number of years that worked out really well.
That's absolutely right. And if DJ's out there, we're going to give a shout out to DJ.
Hey, but, DJ.
But you're right. I mean, that was where we found our computer guy. And I knew nothing about computers back then. Isn't that amazing where we've come from? But Mary Beth, what you're really talking about is you're telling us that we have a choice as to whether or not we want to small talk. We have a choice as to whether we want to be success conscious or not, correct?
Absolutely.
And Mary Beth, success friends, when it comes to insurance, you have a choice. And your first choice is the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency. Whether you need auto, home, life, or health insurance, or maybe you need commercial insurance, the choice is clear. The Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency provides you with the best products for the best prices, and we've been delivering them for over 30 years. We treat you the way we want to be treated. We call it Blue Ribbon Service. So yes, you have a choice, but your Fierst choice for insurance is the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency. Jerry?
Yeah, slow down. It's scary out there.
You can reach us at 651-738-0107 or on the web at fierstchoice.com. And success, friends, please understand, we save literally everybody we talk to money on their insurance. And most of the time, we give them better coverage. We're so confident of that we put our money where our mouth is and we say we'll give you $25 if we can't beat your current rate. The only rules are it has to be home and auto. Your insurance has got to be active, and we just need to see your deck page. But, Mary, a quick example. I had a client come in this week. We were able to reduce the cost of their insurance about $1,400 a year. Holy, not bad, huh?
Holy buckets. You know what that is? That's a winter vacation away from here.
Absolutely. There you go. You can give it to the insurance company, or you can enjoy it yourself.
I'll take it from me.
And success friends, if you go to our website, we're showing how much money we're saving our clients throughout the year. Our goal is we want to save over 100,000 for the year of 2016. We're over 10% of the way there. So call us up. Tell whoever answers the phone that you're going to take the KLBB Radio Challenge. Hey, let's small talk. So, Mary Beth, I want to get back to our success tool, small talk. And I wonder if you can share another story or two of how small talk makes life easier for you. Because success, friends, success is about achieving success on a daily basis. You can't do it alone. So instead of standing by idly, why not try small talk?
Okay. Well, I think an obvious place to use small talk is when you're traveling. Speaking with the locals truly helps you experience their world. So take that $1,400 that you're saving and
right,
go traveling.
Right.
From the insurance agency.
That's
where Tom
right.
saves your money.
It's not 70 degrees out there yet. It's almost the end of February, but it's not 70 degrees yet, right?
No, it's not. But the idea is, why not do the same thing when you're home?
Right.
Small talk helps develop a relationship. The benefits come at different times. You really are just building a network of people.
And that is so true, Mary. I mean, we've gotten to know a lot of our local merchants, and that just by small talking. I mean, you happen to go to the same store on a regular basis, you get to know the people there. You just have to reach out. But, Mary, I want to take a quick little left turn here. You know, you've been with the insurance agency since the beginning, right?
I have.
What do you think stands out most of, what do you think we do best at the Fierst Insurance Agency? Let's ask it that way.
You mean besides my husband working too much?
Well, that's one thing.
Okay, seriously, I think it's the world-class service that they provide. I don't know of any business that is committed to service the way the Fierst Agency is.
And Mary, I appreciate that so much. I was just on the phone the other week with a different insurance company. Man, I was frustrated. They were irritating me so. And I don't get irritated, do I, Jerry?
I'm going to keep my mouth quiet on that one.
Oh, but Mary, hold on a minute. Jerry, success friends, it's time for today's success secret. And, you know, Mary, we try to not just talk about success and have a wonderful conversation. We try to provide actual tips that someone can use today, okay? And today's success secret is, it's a great one. I think it's a great one. I remember hearing it many years ago, and I still use it today. Are you ready, success friends?
Get ready.
Here we come.
Small talk.
Well, that's one thing, but the real success secret is people want to know you care before they care to know. Okay. And how does that happen, Mary? It's by starting a conversation. How do you start a conversation?
Small talk.
Small talk. Now, Mary, I want you to give us some ideas as we continue with this on how to start a conversation using small talk.
Okay, I can do that. Okay, before I do, I wanted to ask Jenna, your producer, how long have you been a producer in radio?
I have been a producer in radio for almost 6 years.
Okay. Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, you do a great job.
Well, thank you, Mayor.
Did you go to school for it?
I did. I studied at Brown College in Mendota Heights.
Fantastic.
Ah, local. Great. Mm-hmm. Is it difficult?
When you're not dealing with the fierce insurance agent?
Well, when we keep Jerry in line, it's not that bad.
Okay. There you go. I can understand that. And how long have you been with KLBB?
6 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, Jenna, we haven't met before today, correct?
Correct. I've never seen you in my life.
Okay. You see how easy that was, success friends?
Loving it.
So here you go.
Bravo, Mary.
Here's the steps you can take to make successful small talk. Ask them about themselves. Make a compliment about something. Ask a probing question. And don't ask yes or no questions. If you do, have a follow-up question ready. And then from there, keep on going.
Love it. Success, friends, isn't that fabulous? It's just being conscious and really making an effort that, hey, I'm going to go out and reach out to people. Right, Mary?
Absolutely.
And before you know it, it's secondhand nature.
It is.
So now, Mary, our next segment up, and when we talk about small talk, right now we want our success friends to get to know you a little bit better.
Okay.
We call this 4 questions in 4 seconds. So, Mary, are you ready?
Okay.
What is your favorite hobby?
Playing Bubble Bobble, a video game from way back.
Loving it, old school.
Yeah.
Your favorite type of music?
I like all types of music, but my favorite is pop.
And your favorite type of food?
Shellfish, lobster, crab legs. I also like fresh fruit like pineapple.
Very good. And your favorite ventriloquist?
Well, of course, Tommy.
Yeah, we like that woman there. I was a little nervous, though, when I saw her bring the wood chipper home.
Yeah.
Now, Jerry, that's for the garden stuff. You know that.
No, it isn't. It's for Jerry.
Uh-oh. Watch out.
I sleep with one eye open.
Yep.
Well, thanks, Mary Beth. Thanks, success friends.
And now I get to ask Tom 4 questions.
Oh,
this is something we normally don't do, and we get to find out some things about you.
Exciting.
Same 4 questions.
All right.
Ready?
Ready.
What's your favorite hobby?
You know, I love gardening, Mary, but I think my real favorite hobby is trying to keep the deer away from my garden.
That's a good story. I could tell you a good one
right?
about that.
Well,
one.
We might, if we have time, we'll talk about that later.
Okay. What about your favorite type of music?
My favorite is, I think it's pop. I love Kesha. I hope she can come back and start singing again, you know.
Yeah, bring on the glitter, right?
Bring on the glitter.
I love
the glitter.
Yep. Okay, what's your favorite type of food?
Italian.
Okay, well, of course, right?
Right. There.
He's talking about me, not the food, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right. And who's your favorite ventriloquist?
Jerry. You know, Jerry's controlling the whole operation here. Jerry, get that hand out of my back there. All right. Thank you, success friends. Now, seriously, success friends, don't you feel, you know, Mary Beth and even me a little bit better? Huh? Isn't that fabulous? I want to remind everyone of our websites again. Go to gps4success.com and sign up for your lemon drops. And you can go to fiercechoice.com. You can even do a quote right online. You can watch our monitor of how much money we're saving people there. Or you can call us directly at 651-738-0107. And again, I want to remind everybody, we literally save just about everybody we talk to money on their insurance. And again, most of the time, we give them better coverage. Call us up. Ask for the KLBB challenge. We'll give anybody $25 if we can't beat your current rate. Kim and Kelly are waiting to hear from you.
Do it, folks. You won't be disappointed.
That's right. We've hardly ever lost on that. And then when you do, if you do beat us, hey, you know, you got great low-cost, high-value insurance. You most probably are buying it from me. Wait, that might not work. Anyways, let me keep moving on. Mary, I have one question I try to ask every guest. How have you learned to handle adversity in your lifetime?
Well, personally, I know we all have adversity. I use humor, have tools ready to help me, like lemon drops.
All right, love that.
I have a support team, and I deal with adversity head on, and I know this, you will get through it.
Right.
Adversity makes you either bitter or better.
Right.
I'd like to think adversity's made me a better person. It's not a bad thing. Adversity is a growing thing. It means you are still living. And adversity just reminds you that you are not dying on the vine.
Very good. Absolutely so true. With adversity, is there some seed of equivalent benefit, right, Mary?
Yes, there is.
Mary Beth, now, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. I hope our listeners have learned something. I know I have. I mean, it's just good to remind ourselves about small talk. It really is fabulous. I want to thank Jenna, our producer, and all the great people here at KLBB Radio that help make this show happen. People like Sarah and Bob that do so much behind the scenes. You know, we love being a part of Club KLBB. And Mary, give us some final thoughts if you have some.
Okay. Well, first I want to thank you for letting me be on the show. You know I love to talk, and in particular, small talking.
Loving it. What a great venue, right?
Yeah. I truly enjoyed myself. So, after you say hello, a great question for small talk is, who do you know that, and then finish it with whatever you're searching for, like, who do you know that it's a good insurance agency? Yay, Tom.
Great question.
Or a hairstylist.
Right.
Dentist, carpenter, whatever.
Whatever.
Just say hello and see where you go.
Isn't that fantastic? I like that one. We've got, those might be on some lemon drops this week.
Yeah.
So get sure. ready, success friends, for those lemon drops. And Mary, I've got one last idea for our success friends too. And again, remember, small talk gets big results. It really does. Because you think about the number of people that you come into contact with on a daily basis. Now you multiply that by 365 days, by 40 years of work, and you can start to understand the power of small talk.
It's huge.
Business success is driven by the law of large numbers in the shortest period of time. Another success secret there, law of large numbers in the shortest period of time. Small talk just helps put the odds in our favor. You don't know who in this life is able to help you achieve your grand obsession. But guess what? You won't meet them if you don't reach out to them. But again, small talk only works if you talk, right? And you must be sincere. If you truly would like to know about someone, you can't fake sincerity.
No, you can't. They know it.
You can open your heart up to people in friendship. And even if it's just for a few moments of time, small talk will allow you to know someone that might have in the past just passed you by.
That's right.
Who knows, Murray, what you'll find out by just saying hello.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
So keep small talk in the back of your pocket when you're sitting at the airport, in the grocery store, someone's around you, you reach out, you say hello, and you see where it goes.
That's right.
Right? And I want to remind all of our success friends that Ensure Your Success is now being broadcast every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. So we look forward to having you here next week again. And Mary, until next Saturday, I think that's all we've got, right?
That's right.
Jerry, do you have any last words for our success friends?
Yeah. Slow down. It's scary out there.
Thanks, success friends. Bye.
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 And hello.
And hello.
Come fly with me. let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you.